Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 So Archibald, are you going to translate? Let's do it. Let's do a consecutive translation. Yeah, because otherwise, you know, in a small area, I can't even hear myself. Yeah, so we'll just. Evam tadaiva bhagavana ravinda nabaha swanam vibhudya sarati kramam arya vidyaha tasmin yayau paramaham samahamunina Onrishani Yacharonau Chalayan Sahashri. Okay. Evam. Thus. Tada Eva. At that very moment. Bhagavan. I'm always leaning over, so let me push this back. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aravinda Nabaha, with a lotus growing from his navel. Swanam, of his own servants. Vibhudya, learned about. Sat, to the great sages. Atikramam, the insult. Arya, of the righteous. Vidyaha, the delight. Tasmin, there. Yayao, went. Paramahamsa, recluses. Mahamunina, by the great sages. Anveshaniya, which are worthy to be sought. Charano, the two lotus feet. Chalayan, walking. Sahasri, with the goddess of fortune. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha, because of the lotus grown from his navel, and it was the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by his own servants to the saints. Accompanied by his spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot. On those very feet sought by recluses and great sages. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares that his devotees cannot be vanquished at any time. The Lord could understand that the quarrel between the doormen and the sages was taking a different turn. And therefore he instantly came out of his place, or maybe his palace. It must be palace. And went to the spot to stop further aggravation. So that his devotees, the doormen, might not be vanquished for good. Konteya patijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Krishna tells Arjuna,
Conti, Conteya, son of Kunti. Your mother is a very noble lady. Kshatriyas are not cheaters. We Gwalas may have a reputation of being dishonest, but you come from a noble, honest, chastely, Kshatriya family. Honest. Yeah. So, believe me. At least for once, I'm telling the truth. My devotee will never be destroyed. Who is a Guru Govinda Singh? You go to Chandi Chowk to buy some electric goods, you'll see this big Sikh temple, the Shish Gang Guru Dwar. So it's Guru Govinda Singh who is martyred there. Martyred.
Guru Govinda Singh
was martyred. He became a martyr. They killed him. Like when they fed the Christians to the lions, they're called martyrs.
Oh.
Well, that was just an exception. So the king said, I don't like your Sikh, you know, emperor of the Mughals. I don't know which one it was. Threatened, I'm not going to tolerate this new Sikh religion. Either you convert to Islam or I'll kill you. They told the guru, Guru Govinda Singh. Guru Gobind Singh refused and he was thrown into prison and sentenced to be executed by having his head cut off. And his disciples were very upset, but he told them, don't worry, I know a magic formula, I'll write it on an amulet on my neck and they won't be able to hurt me. So the next day he was led to the execution spot at Chandi Chowk. His disciples said, oh, our guru told us that they won't be able to touch him. So they expected that somehow he wouldn't be killed. And he cut his head off. So the disciples again were very upset, but they went to see what was this mantra that he wrote on the amulet around his neck, and why didn't it work? And it was written on a piece of paper inside the amulet, you can take away my head, but you can't take away the reputation of my good word. So like that, Krishna has promised us that we won't be destroyed, even if someone cuts our head off. That we can expect. Maya will cut off various pieces, and maybe the head will also be cut off. But we won't be destroyed. A devotee can face death and not be defeated. He can face all sorts of tribulations and difficulties and still be happy and secure. Again, going back to Kunti Devi's prayer, the noble lady that Krishna is alluding to in his promise to Krishna. You're Kunti's son. She's a noble lady, so you should be noble too. Trust my word. I may be a Gwala, but I'm also God. And when I tell something serious, I mean it, and I keep my promise. My devotee is protected. I protect my devotee. Here, the two gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, when they're in a perilous situation, they've been already been cursed to fall into the material world. What if the Kumaras are still angry and they try to destroy them, even do something even worse to them? So Narayan was concerned that actually even more harm might befall his two devotees. At least that's the idea given in the purport. Therefore Narayan came. For one reason is to protect the devotees from further harm. To be in the grips of the Mughal Empire may be a terrifying situation. In his dungeon, threatened to be executed the next day. That's a terrible situation, yes. But much worse than that is to inspire the anger and displeasure of great sages and Vaishnavas. That is the most fearful, dangerous situation one can be in. To protect his devotees, the Jayan Vijay, from that danger and fear, Narayan personally came. We should be confident also that in the most dangerous situation, Krishna will come and protect us, even when everything else is against us. The whole world seems to be against us. Hare Krishna. So, Kunti Devi prayed, Namo Kinchana Vittaya. You are the property of those who have nothing. They don't have anything, but they own you. She was talking about herself among those Akinchanas. A rich princess of the most powerful dynasty in the world. How can she call herself a Kinchana? But she didn't have a possessive attitude toward anything, even all of the assets she had. And she was confident that Krishna gives himself away to those devotees who have no other shelter, who don't accept any other shelter, who don't look to anything or anybody else for shelter. Devotional service, according to Rupa Goswami, has six basic powers. I can remember five of them. Kleshagni Shubhada. Sudurlabha. Moksha Laguta Krit Sudurlabha. No, that's the last one. Sagananda Visheshatma, Sri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Okay. And as explained, I don't know if it's Jiva Goswami explains in this commentary that there are three stages of devotional service described by Rupa Goswami in that early chapter of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Vaidhi Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. Practicing devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love. So each of those six different powers, two of them belong to each of the three phases, stages of devotional service. A beginner in devotional service, he experiences devotional service is Kleshagni and Shubhadan. I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Go ahead. The first, the stage of a devotee who is just practicing, who is a beginner. For him, devotional service destroys everything bad and brings everything good, in general. Of course, there are different levels of what is good and what is bad, and different concepts. For a young man who has a very strong appetite, lots of food is good. That's Shubha. For an older man who is struggling to keep himself healthy, he doesn't want a lot of food. He wants to eat very carefully. You offer him a feast, he'll say, "What are you doing? Trying to kill me?" So there's different individual concepts according to a person's situation and the level of his realization, the state, how much advanced he is in spiritual development, what is good for him and what is bad for him. He has different ideas. But when we're just beginning devotional service, we haven't yet developed a spiritual set of values. A real spiritual set of values. We're still judging things materially. Here in India, sometimes boys from the villages, they want to join ISKCON because in ISKCON you get, you know, free food. They feed you nicely. They give you a place to stay. You don't have to beg and work hard. So for them, the idea of Shubha Da is you get a free lunch. Instead of having to, you know, work like a dog to make 50 rupees so you can eat. And your klesha, you know, everybody has a different kind of klesha. You know, someone's suffering because his knee hurts, and someone's suffering because he has existential anxiety about the state of the world. But devotional service is so kind that she gives these benedictions even to those who don't know what's good for them and what's bad for them. People, devotees who are beginners and still have material concepts of what's good and bad. Mother Bhakti tries to be, what do we call it? Anyway, she tries to give us what we want. At the same time, trying to carefully watch that she doesn't give us something that really hurts us. So she gives us all benedictions and protects us and removes all sorts of distress. At least, you know, according to our idea, what we think is what we want or what we want to avoid. Thank you. And then on the higher, much higher level of bhava bhakti, devotional service has the two powers of making being so wonderful that it makes liberation seem very unimportant. And the other quality of bhava bhakti is that it's very rarely achieved. It's hard to get. You're very fortunate if you can get it. Out of many millions of people in the world, only a few thousand are trying seriously to advance in devotional service. And out of those thousands, only a few have achieved bhava bhakti. And then on the stage of prema, of pure, perfect, mature devotional service, that has the additional powers of being full of inconceivable bliss, sandrananda vishesha atma. And Shri Krishna Akarshani Chasa, that kind of devotional service in pure prema, controls Krishna. Nothing else actually controls Krishna. Krishna will give his blessings to those who worship him in any way. But he doesn't give prema away cheaply. Don't think that just by making a superficial show of devotional service, you'll get prema. Don't. It won't work. Because when Krishna gives prema away, he's giving himself away. These are the akinchanas, the devotees who have risen to the level of prema bhakti. Kunti is on that level. Not just that she's a royal princess. She's a Kinchana Bhokta. She is established in the relationship of Krishna's aunt because she has prema. No one else. If you don't have prema, you cannot have a real relationship with Krishna, even as his aunt. It's not just a circumstance of fate that she was in that family and Krishna was, you know, the son of her cousin. This circumstance was arranged only because she had that prema. And she had that prema Vatsalya Rasa. Vatsalya mixed it with the rasa of complaining. Complaining. She was a complainer. She was always complaining to Krishna. Jealous. Okay. Hare Krishna. And then Arjuna is being addressed. Oh, you are the son of Kunti, a great prema bhakta. You must also be a Kinshana. Anyway, it's your duty. You should live up to the you should live up to the standard set by your great mother, and you should also be a Kinshana. Mame kam sharanam vraja. Don't depend on anything else. Just take shelter of me. But to do that, to have the power to do that, you must be a Kinshana. You must have prema. Hardest thing in the world to obtain. But only if we have it can we actually win the complete mercy of Krishna. And if we have it, Even if we commit a great aparadha and a curse to fall down, Krishna will come and protect us in person. There's nothing worse you can do but get yourself cursed by a great devotee. You have to do something horrible in order to get that curse. But Krishna says, Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mama nanyabhak sarodeva samantavyak samyak vyavasito hi sahat. Even if someone is doing the worst horrible things, if he is worshipping me with undeviating love, he's not giving his love to anybody or anything else but me, I have to protect him, even if he's horrible in his behavior. I will see that he's beaten severely for his transgressions, but then I will protect him. I will correct him. I will correct him and bring him back to me. So the thing we should worry about is not how we can be perfect and do every little thing right and make everybody impressed how great and saintly we are. It matters nothing how great yogis or how great gyanis or great karmis we become. We should just be completely dependent on Krishna. On that basis, we'll get the power to do things, to think right, and to practice austerities on the basis of our devotion. So even if we commit our offense like Jayagrajaya did, still everything will come out right and Krishna will save us. And if we can avoid offending Vaishnavas, if we can be faithful to our spiritual master and avoid that worst offense of betraying the faith of the Guru, then certainly Krishna will give us all his blessings and protect us in every situation. If we simply can remain loyal and faithful, even if we don't do anything very good and great and important, we can simply remain loyal. Krishna will give us all protection and all blessings. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vaham yaham. For the devotees who are always Krishna conscious, who are always thinking about Krishna, and are serving him without deviation, Krishna brings everything they need and protects everything they have. And he's not even trusting that send it through somebody else, that somebody else may make a mistake and not deliver it. To make sure that the yoga and akshema arrives intact, he delivers it himself. Fahami. So that's the best position, to be faithful, not to commit aparadhas. Then Krishna gives us everything. Okay, so I'll stop. Are there any questions or comments?
Yes, please. So the residents of Vaikuntha, they possess bhava or they possess prema?
Prema. You have to have prema, but it's Vaikuntha prema. It's prema in the lower rasas. You cannot enter Vaikuntha without it.
Okay, in the previous class you mentioned that when Jayagrajaya was killed by the Lord, I mean, in the material world three times. They obtained liberation from only the fourth time. They got prema back.
Yes.
So how do you understand they got prema? I mean, just they lost it, or I mean,
lost it. Well, please go ahead. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita says Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabudai. Krishna Prema is Nitya Siddha. That means you always have it. You lose it only in the sense of forgetting it. You had a 1,000 rupee note and now you can't find it. But it's in this pocket in your shirt. You just can't remember that you put it there. And you don't look. You forget to look. So that, like that, we're carrying around prema in our pocket, but we're forgetting where it was. We didn't really lose it, but we think we lost it. Also, we can't, you know, it's inaccessible. Because of the asura bhava, we can't, I'm sorry, go ahead. Because of the asura bhava, we can't experience the spiritual bhavas. We have to clean the dust off the mirror of the heart. And then we can see in the mirror, oh, it's in my pocket.
What about then that statement that, you know, which is told in relation to the story of Jadabharat, that look, even from the platform of Baba you can fall down, but when you're on the platform of Prema, I mean, just even of a very high platform of Baba,
yes,
you can fall down, but not from Prema.
Because Baba is not complete by itself. So it's just the ingredients. The different Bavas are the ingredients of Prema, but you have to put them together.
Okay, but my, what about your statement? But look, Prema, they were on the Prema platform and still they were able to forget. I mean,
can you translate? I'm sorry, we're ahead of you. Yeah. Well, put it, say something. Well, this is the whole big controversy. Can someone fall down from Vaikuntha because you have love of God there? And someone who has love of God isn't supposed to be able to fall down.
I didn't mean actually.
Well, that's what the mouse said. All I can do is repeat the party line.
I didn't allude to that controversy.
But it is. No, you can. Jiva is tatastha. He can make a mistake. Someone can reject Krishna even though he's been with Krishna in the spiritual world. Anyway, in this case, Jaya Vijaya are not rejecting Narayan. They committed aparadha. They're punished for some temporary time. Actually, maybe in many of our cases, that's what happened. We committed some aparad in the spiritual world. We think we've been here forever. Maybe it hasn't been so long. We don't remember. We don't remember where we were a month ago. Or last life. Or 100 lives before. We can't remember any of that. Immemorial. It's beyond our scope of memory. But you can fall from Baba. That's not easy. You have to commit a real serious mistake to fall down from Baba. And you can also fall from prema. I have to say that you can fall from even the Vaikuntha. But it's harder.
Sorry, I have a lot of questions.
Go ahead, yeah, please.
So was it so terrible offense? I mean, that they deserve to go down? I mean, first of all, we even know that Kumaras, they became devotees later after smelling the tulsi.
They were mixed devotees before.
Okay, but so was it so horrible offense? And I mean, not to allow, I mean, but, or whatever, he's strict, not to allow. What is so horrible that they just...
There was more to it. There was more under the surface. Yeah, go ahead. Please. That was just a pimple on the surface of the skin. Underneath, there was all sorts of poison in their blood. They had already committed a similar offense against Goddess Lakshmi. Because of that first offense, their attitude became bad. We read in this chapter how when the four boys were approaching, they saw that these gatekeepers were looking angry. Not like ordinary residents of Vaikuntha. They had an angry look on their face. That means something was...
Mommy! Father's eating all these gruel!
That means they were already in serious trouble. Anything else? Yeah.
That famous story about Durvasa and Ambarish, for example, some kind of a similar story. We have devotee Ambarish,
yeah,
and we have great sage Durvasa.
Yes.
In that case. Vishnu, how do you say, send his Sudarshana to kill that Muni.
Just to scare him.
Yeah, okay. But in that case, he it's like opposite. In the sense of, he also, some sages, four sages came.
Yeah.
How do you say?
First of all, he tried to kill Ambarish. So that was a bad offense.
Ambarish tried
to kill Ambarish. Therefore, Vishnu, gave a corresponding threat to Durvasa. You want to kill my devotee? Okay, I'll kill you. That makes sense. But actually, nobody was killed. It was all a game. It was frightening, and Durvasa was running all over the place for a year to the ends of the universe into Vaikuntha. But actually, he didn't get hurt. Nobody was hurt. Leela. And Krishna arranges his Leela, so they're very amazing. Things happen that... Things happen that you think shouldn't happen, but it's just part of the Leela. And in the end, everything works out okay. You may think, I'm a devotee. What happened? My wife left me. Now I'm sick and I have no money. That's Krishna's Leela. And in the end, if you surrender to Krishna, everything will be okay, even after all these things happen. Krishna doesn't obey all the ordinary rules. Everything works out properly. He takes care of his devotees, but the way he wants to. He doesn't have to follow the ordinary rules. And don't get mad at him if he doesn't follow the ordinary rules. He has his own rules. Okay. Thank you. Here we start. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.